我们今天证道的经文是在彼得前书四章一到六节。彼得前书四章一到六节，基督既在肉身受苦，你们也当将这样的心智作为兵器，因为在肉身受过苦的就已经与罪断绝了。你们存这样的心，从今以后就可以不从人的情欲，只从神的旨意，在世度余下的光阴。因为往日随从外邦人的心意行邪淫、恶欲、醉酒、荒宴、群淫，并可恶拜偶像的事，时候已经够了。他们在这些事上见你们不与他们同奔那放荡无度的路，就以为怪，毁谤你们。他们必在那将要审判活人死人的主面前交账。为此，就是死人也曾有福音传给他们，要叫他们的肉体按着人受审判，他们的灵性却靠神活着。这是神的话语。
Well, you may have noticed this morning that Pastor Callum is not here.
我们可以留意到 Callum 牧师今天早上不在这里。
And also Pastor Doris is not here.
Doris 牧师也不在这里。
They are both at our denominational meetings in Victoria.
他们会在维多利亚有一个会议。
These are the meetings for our family of churches across British Columbia.
这个会议是我们在 BC 省所有的教会的会议。
And we are called the Canadian Baptists of Western Canada.
我们叫做温哥华西岸受浸信会。
I always like how we get the word Canada in twice in our title.
是我们今天在这里两次，我们有加拿大这个标语在我们身上。
But don't worry, they didn't leave me all alone this week.
但是他没有只是把我自己一个人放在这里。
I'm very happy to introduce Pastor John Gurnett to you.
我在这里很高兴地为你介绍约翰牧师。
John, why don't you come up? You may have seen John very often.
你可以经常看到约翰牧师。
And yes, you know him.
你们可能都认识他。
He not only helps sometimes with our audio equipment,
他在我们那个音响的设备方面他会帮我们忙。
But he is the pastor of Joy Fellowship.
他也是喜乐团契的牧师。
Which is a church, not just a fellowship, but a church.
但是这个团契不只光光是一个团契，而是教会。
For people of all ability levels.
所以是为各种不同有能力的人。
And they meet in our building here at 1:30 on Sunday afternoons.
在星期天一点钟，他在一点半，他在这里聚会。
So I'd encourage you to drop in and join them sometime.
所以我鼓励大家都来参加。
It's a delightful time of worship.
那是一个非常欢乐的崇拜。
And you feel very free to sing or clap or sit or stand or whatever you want.
你可以自由的坐你可以拍手，你可以唱歌。
And I've also enjoyed Pastor John's sermons as he has preached here with us several times before.
也感谢他对我们的约翰牧师对我们的讲道。
But before John brings the word of God, let's pray this morning.
首先让我们来祷告。
God, I thank you for your servant John this morning, and I ask that you would give him of your spirit as he brings your word to us.
感谢神，我们今天有约翰牧师跟我们在一起，也得求你的圣灵带领他。
I pray that you would give us ears to hear what you would say through him.
也得求你打开我们的耳朵去聆听神的话语。
And I pray you would give him joy and freedom in your spirit as he preaches.
也得求你的圣灵带领他在当我们讲道的时候。
And Lord, we thank you for Joy Fellowship.
我们也都感谢喜乐团契。
And we ask that you would continue to bless and grow that church.
也得求你继续地祝福和兴旺这个事工。
Give them help in every way they need it.
给予他们所有的帮助。
And may many, many more come to know you.
And 更多的人来更加的认识你。
And we give you thanks for reaching these people.
我们都非常的感恩你去来到这些人的当中。
And for reaching us as well.
也都来到我们的当中。
In Jesus' name,
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. do stop by Joy Fellowship some Sunday afternoon at 1:30. It's a really enjoyable experience, I think you'll find.
所以欢迎大家每一个人都来1:30来参加我们的喜乐团契的聚会。
Now we'll get a little slide up here.
我们看到这个荧幕上。
It's a hot day in the summer, so you understand me not wearing a tie, right?
所以今天非常的热，所以你明白我今天为什么没有打胎。
But I also saw this article on the internet that says, after men tighten their ties, blood flow drops by an average of 7.5 per.
所以我们看到这个荧幕，就是说，当一个人打领带之后，他的血压。Now,
I was too cheap to pay to see the rest of the article.
所以我不会去看其他的文章。
But I don't want to lose 7.5 per. I don't know what it is, but I don't want to lose it, so no tie for me.
他说打领带之后，7%的那个血，他会就不会去到脑袋里面，所以我不想丢失这7%的那个血。
Anyways, a few years ago, I saw a very funny magazine article.
几年前我看到一个非常有趣的文章。
It was about how some modern hymn titles probably need to be updated for the modern complacent church.
这是关于一些赞美诗的标题，他们需要更新，去迎合现代和那些自以为是的教会。
The idea was that for many of us, being committed disciples is hard.
这个想法是对于我们许多人来说，去委身做一个门徒是非常困难的。So
we tend to do an easier version of following Jesus.
所以我们就倾向于去有一个更容易的版本。And
these revised hymn titles might fit that easier version better.
所以这些被更改过的赞美诗的标题可能会去迎合这些更容易的版本。
So I surrender all turns into I surrender some.
所以我所有的降服变成为我只是降服一部分。
The next one, take my life and let it be becomes take my life then let me be.
悦纳我的生命让我成为圣洁变成为把我的生命带走然后我成为圣洁。
Here I am to worship becomes here I am to visit the church.
我在这里敬拜变成为我在这里访问。
I could sing of your love forever for 20 minutes.
我可以永远歌唱你的爱变成为我唱你的爱大概20分钟。
Trust and obey becomes trust then go away.
信任和服从变成为信任，然后我走开。
That one's going to stay up for a while. I don't think we likely make a conscious choice to be lukewarm Christians.
我不认为我们会有意识地去选择成为一个不冷不热的基督徒。
It just kind of sneaks up on us.
它只是就是慢慢地改变我们。
In fact, I think that right now, just after a lovely time of worship, with our spiritual batteries all charged up, that almost all of us really do want to follow Jesus with our whole heart and soul and mind.
事实上，我想现在，当我们会有一个非常好的敬拜的时候，当我们的属灵的电池被充满的时候， 我们真的是在属灵方面，就是我们真的去想去跟随耶稣，去尽心、尽意和尽力去跟随耶稣。
But tomorrow, or maybe Tuesday.
但是明天或者星期二。
Or maybe it even takes you till Wednesday. Or if you're a real spiritual giant, you make it until Thursday.
或者星期三，或者星期四，如果你是一个属灵的巨人的话，你可以去到星期四。
But sooner or later, that's when the complacency creeps in.
但迟早，这些自满的情绪会蔓延。
And if you're anything like me, a big cause of that complacency is the sin that also creeps into my life.
如果你跟我一样, 一个很, 罪恶的很大的一个原因, 就是我生命中的自满。
When he was explaining the parable of the sower, Jesus put it this way.
当耶稣去, 用一个, 播种的比喻的时候,
the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful.
世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑和别样的私欲进来把道堵住了，就不能结果。
Worries, deceitfulness, and desires all get in the way of following Jesus.
思虑、迷惑或者私欲都阻挡我们去跟随耶稣。
And that finally brings us to our passage for today.
所以今天我们看到今天的经文。
Because in it, Peter explains how we can be done with sin.
因为在他里面, 彼得解释, 我们怎样可以与罪断绝。
Doesn't that expression just sound lovely?
这个表述是不是很好呢?
Wouldn't it just be a wonderful thing to be done with sin?
我们与罪断绝是不是真的很美好呢?
Wouldn't you like to come back next Sunday looking back on a week without sin?
是不是很好,就是我们下个星期天来的时候,我们看到前一个礼拜我们与罪断绝呢?
Or at least a little less sin than usual?
或者至少我们比上一个星期有少一点的罪。
We are going to get to Peter's method for being done with sin soon enough.
我们很快的就可以学到 彼得的方法去怎样与罪断绝。
But first, I'd like to deal with a method we often resort to for getting rid of sin in our lives.
首先我想去看到一个方法怎么样去在我们生活上是怎样与罪断绝。
And to get to that, I'd like to tell you a little story.
所以我首先想告诉你们一个故事。
So, when I was younger, I used to bite my fingernail.
所以在我年轻的时候,我喜欢咬我的手指。
I'm not talking about an occasional nibble here either.
我不是说我只是偶尔的去咬手指。
I mean, I had no need for a nail clipper.
我的意思是说,我根本就不需要一个指甲钳。
I kept them trimmed just by chewing on them.
我只是通过咬它们来修剪我的指甲。
I don't think I was a particularly nervous person.
我不认为我是一个非常 特别紧张的人。
So I don't think that was the reason I did it.
所以我觉得紧张也不是这个理由。
But I do know that I definitely chewed my fingernails.
但是我知道我确实是咬我的手指了。
Pretty well any time you can find me with a fingertip in my mouth.
所以很多时候你都可以看到我的手指是在我的嘴巴里面。
Yes, it was harder to understand because I thought it was.
那你就看到我手指在嘴里。
Now I know there is no biblical command.
我知道, 没有圣经上的指令,
Thou shalt not bite thy fingernails.
说你不可以咬你的手指。
But for me, it had risen to the level of sin.
但是对于我来说, 已经上升到罪的水平。
I was disobeying my parents by doing it.
我这样做是不服从我, 父母。
I was harming myself.
我已经伤害我自己。
I was often getting infections due to my constant rodent-like gnawing.
因为我这个经常咀嚼我手指的行为，我的手指经常发炎。
It was just a bad thing all around, and I knew it.
这是一个非常坏的事情，我是非常清楚的。
So why didn't I just stop it?
但是我为什么不去阻止它呢？
I tried to stop it.
我尝试过了。
I tried everything.
我尝试过任何一个所有的方法。
I tried willpower.
我尝试了意志力。
I am not going to bite my nails today.
我今天一定不去咬我的手指。
That usually lasted until I got on the bus for school.
这个只是有效，直到我上校巴的时候。
I tried praying.
我尝试祷告。
It worked while I was actually praying about my nail biting.
当我为我咬手指这个祷告的时候，它是有效的。
But when I moved on to praying about something else,
但是当我去为其他事情祷告的时候，
I realized that one of my fingertips was in my mouth.
我意识到我的手指已经在我的嘴巴里面。
But I kept on praying, begging God to do something about it.
但是我继续祷告，祈求神去做一些事情。
I tried other methods too.
我也去尝试过一些方法。
There was this stuff you could buy to paint on your nails.
有些东西你可以去你可以买一些东西涂在你的手指甲上。
To make them taste awful when you bit them.
当你咬它的时候，那些味道非常非常难吃。
I got to like it.
但是我最后却喜欢上这个味道。
So I tried a reward system for myself.
我也尝试过一些奖励的方法。
I'd keep track on a calendar and buy myself a reward if I went 5 days without biting my nails.
我在日历上记下来，如果我有连续五天不咬手指甲的话，我就买一些东西奖励我自己。
I think that worked maybe 2 times in the year or so I tried it.
但是这个一年当中，我只成功了2次。
So, finally, I gave up.
所以最后我放弃了。
I said to myself,I'll probably be a nail biter until I die.
我告诉我自己，我可能直到我死，我都是一个咬手指甲的人。
And that'll probably be due to some massive infection in my hand.
也可能是因为我的手指非常的感染而死掉。
So I prayed one last prayer, telling God that I had given up on this.
所以我做了一个最后的祷告，告诉神说我放弃了。
And then I just went on living my life as a nail biter.
所以我就继续地咬我的手指，继续我的生活。
And that was about a year or two after the end of university.
大概在大学之后的大概一两年之后。
Then one day, I remember it so clearly.
然后有一天，我记得非常的清楚。
I woke up, got out of bed.
我醒来起床。
And I said to myself, I wonder where the nail clippers are.
我告诉我，我问我自己，那我的指甲钳在哪里呢
？I need to cut my fingernails.
我需要修剪我的指甲。
Based on the house I was in at the time, I know I was about 28 years old.
我那个时候大概是28岁。
Suddenly, I needed to cut my nails. I had stopped biting them.
所以，突然之间，我就需要用手指甲钳剪我的手指甲。
Overnight, over a couple of weeks.
就在一夜之间或者几个星期之间。
And after years of waiting,
在多年之后的等待，
God had finally dealt with this problem for me all by himself.
神最后他自己去处理了我这个问题。
For me, the lesson was clear.
所以对于我来说，这个教训非常的清楚。
If we allow sin to have all the power,
当我们让允许这个罪有他的能力的时候，
For it to become the main focus of our lives,
让这个罪成为我们生活中的目标的时候，
we're unlikely to defeat it.
我们大概就可能不能战胜它。
Instead, give it to God.
相反，我们把它交给神。
Leave it in His hands.
放在他的手里。
And get on with living as a follower of Jesus.
然后继续我们跟随耶稣的生活。
It's kind of like the old exercise.
就好像一个旧的实习。
Try not to think of, close your eyes.
闭上你的眼睛。
And try not to think of a pink elephant for the next 30 seconds.
所以在以下的30秒钟，如果你不要去幻想。
Don't let the idea of a pink elephant enter your mind.
所以不要让这个粉红色的大象进入你的思想。
How did that go? Did you think of a pink elephant?
So, 你会不会去幻想?
Of course you did, unless you know the trick.
当然你会。
You have to immediately start thinking of something else.
你会去幻想，除非你知道这个诀窍，你去想一些其他的事情。
A rocket ship taking off, a cute puppy doing tippy taps, the taste of a glass of orange juice.
一艘火箭船起飞，或者一个小狗做歪头去水龙头的水，或者品尝一杯橙汁。
And it's the same with sin.
这跟罪也是一样的。
The best way to not think about committing sin is by doing something else.
最好的方法不去犯罪，就是去做一些其他的事情。
And that's what Peter tells us.
就是彼得告诉我们。
He says that whoever suffers in the body is done with sin.
他说到那些肉身受苦的人，他断绝了罪。
We know this isn't an absolute because there are even biblical examples. Job comes to mind of people who suffer but are not completely done with sin.
所以，这当然这不是绝对的。我们在圣经里面有许多的故事，比如说约伯，在很多人当他们是没有犯罪，也他们是没有罪与罪断绝。
But it is a pretty good general principle.
但是这是一个非常通常的一个原理。
People suffering for Jesus don't have much time to gratify the desires of the flesh.
当人为耶稣受难的时候，他们没有太多的时间去思想肉体的私欲。
Thinking about and dealing with suffering keeps them from sin.
当我们去思考苦难的时候，我们就可以离开罪。
But what about those of us who don't have much suffering in our lives?
但是那些在我们当中有些人，他们并没有，他们生活中没有多少痛苦的人呢？
How can we be done with sin?
我们怎样可以与罪断绝呢？
Am I doomed to go on sinning because I was born in a country with good health care and a tolerant attitude towards Christians?
我是否注定要继续犯罪，因为我出生在一个良好的医疗保健的国家和对基督徒有宽容态度的国家呢？
We don't really have a lot of opportunities for suffering here.
我们在这里没有太多的痛苦机会。
Should I go out and be a jerk to my neighbors so that they'll bring a little suffering back into my life?
我是不是应该出去和邻居去做一个坏人，这样他们就会给我的生活带来一些痛苦呢？
Should I go back to biting my nails so I can get some infections and some suffering with that?
我是不是应该回去咬我的手指甲，这样我就能得到一些手指的感染呢？
Fortunately, Peter has an answer for those of us blessed with a relatively suffering-free life.
幸运的是，彼得有一个答案，对于我们这些相对少一点痛苦的人。
Did you catch it in the first verse of the passage we read earlier?
你们看到第一节吗？
Therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourselves also with the same attitude.Because whoever suffers in the body is done with sin.
基督既在肉身受苦，你们也当将这样的心智作为兵器，因为在肉身受过苦的，就已经与罪断绝了。
There are two facts and one command in that verse.
在这里有两个事实和一个指令。
The first fact, Christ suffered.
首先，基督受苦了。
The second fact, people who suffer are done with sin.
第二个事实就是与基督受苦的人，他们与罪断绝。
And based on these two facts, the command you might expect is go out and suffer.
所以，基于这两个事实上，你们可能会觉得指令是这样的：出去受苦。
But that isn't the command Peter gives us.
但这不是彼得给我们的命令。
Since we really can't control what people do to us,
因为我们没有办法控制别人所做的事情。
We can't control our level of suffering in this life.
我们也无法控制我们受苦的程度。
But we can control our attitude.
但是我们可以控制我们的态度。
That's why the command from Peter tells us to arm ourselves with the attitude Jesus had.
这就是为什么彼得命令告诉我们要用耶稣的态度来武装自己。
Of course, we can look in Philippians 2 to see the description of that attitude.
当然我们可以看看腓律比书二章，看这样的态度。
You know the passage.
你知道这个经文。
He was in very nature God.
他有完全的神的样子。
He emptied himself.
他反倒虚空他反倒虚空自己。
He took the form of a servant.
他取了仆人的样子。
But how did that attitude translate into suffering for Jesus?
但这种态度是如何转化为耶稣受难的呢？
Think about Jesus' situation.
考虑一下耶稣的处境。
John tells us he was in the beginning with God.
约翰告诉我们他一开始与神同在。
From before time began, he was in heaven.
从时间的开始之前，他在天堂里面。
Surrounded by angels.
他天使围绕着他。
The object of his father's love.
他是父亲的爱的对象。
Everything was perfect for him.
一切都是完美的。
No sin intruded into paradise.
没有神闯入天堂。
There was no suffering there.
他在那里没有痛苦。
So he chose to come down and move into the neighborhood where suffering lives.
但是他选择下来，搬到这个痛苦的地方。
He didn't come to a palace or a high priest's temple.
他没有来到宫殿或者大祭司的庙宇。
He didn't bring his angels with him to keep him safe from disease and poverty.
他没有带他天使，使他免于疾病和贫困。
He lived among the poor.
他住在穷人的中间。
He sought out the places and the people who needed him most.
他找到了最需要他的地方和人。
They were suffering, and that suffering affected him.
他们受苦受难，这些苦难也影响了他。
The phrase "moved with compassion."
在福音书中，他说到怜悯。
Is used to describe Jesus at least a half a dozen times in the Gospels.
他怜悯的这样感动，大概至少有六次时间在福音书中出现。
And that was his attitude.
这是他的态度。
See the suffering.
看到苦难。
Experience the suffering.
经历苦难。
And love the people who are suffering.
而去爱这些受苦受难的人。
I know some people here are suffering.
我知道你们当中有一些人在受苦。
I pray it's drawing you closer to God.
我祈祷他能拉近你与神的距离。
Helping you to be done with sin.
帮助你脱离罪。
And I'm not really worried about you.
我不担心你们。
Because that is a process that God has used thousands of times to draw people close to Him.
因为这是一个过程，神已经用了上千的次，以吸引他的人到他的怀里。
But I am worried about those of us who don't face much suffering in our lives.
但是我却为那些没有太多苦难的人而担心。
I'm not praying that God will send suffering to people like us.
我不祈祷神会带给你们苦难。
But that He will open our eyes to the suffering around us.
但是我祈祷他会打开我们的眼睛，看到我们周围受苦的人。
And then I pray that we will have Christ's attitude.
然后我祷告我们会有基督的态度。
Get close to their suffering.
去接近那些受苦的人。
Be with them in their pain.
与他们一起。
And bring the love and the comfort of God the Father to their lives.
并把神的爱和安慰带到他们的生命当中。
So that's how to be done with sin.
所以这就是如何与罪断绝。
Find someone who's suffering.
去找一些受苦的人。
Get close to them.
接近他们。
And see where God leads you from there.
然后看神怎样带领你。
I'm sure you won't be singing.
所以我相信你们不会这样唱。
Take my life, then let me be.
带着我的生命，然后让我成为圣洁。
You'll be back to the original words.
你将会回到原来的话语。
Take my life and let me be consecrated, Lord, to thee.
而是悦纳我的生命，使我的生命成为圣洁。